This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin, Jimmy from Sarasota. First, I love the show. I saw you at the Palladium several years ago, but wanted to share that I was verbally accosted Sunday in our local grocery store because I wore my mask dangling from my ear. I passed through the aisle searching for my Goya foods and think this upset the guy, but he screamed for help like I was a leper. I asked, am I within 6 feet of you? I then told him to mind his business. He continued telling his story and called me an AH. I passed through and continued on, only to find him later again in the store. He forced the assistant manager to confront me, but I used your medical reason line, and I was ready to say, go ahead, ask me for more. So thank you for prepping me. I was really upset, but you came to mind again when I pictured you falling to the ground waiting for the ambulance. I don't think I could have pulled it off. Too funny. But thank you again. Love the show. Take care.
All right, Jimmy. I love it when my callers, when my listeners let me know that they're taking my advice. See, right there, there's Jimmy showing that he's learning. Jimmy, A, you get an A. You brought the teacher an apple, you get an A. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I love this story. I really do. I love this story. And by the way, Jimmy, here's the deal. Don't wear the thing on your ear. I know what you're doing. See, Jimmy, you got your foot kind of halfway in the water, man. I don't wear it, okay? I want to be very clear. I don't have one in my pocket hoping I can get in. I don't have it in my car. I go back and get it. I don't have a mask. And when they have some little 20-something at the door going, sir, you mask me? I just blast right by them. Dare them. I dare them. Hey, let me help you out. Let me help you folks out, you white folks out. Act as if, ... you're black, okay? Act as if you're black when you blast right by them. And shop. Here's what's funny. This is the way you shopped 2-3 months ago. This is the way it was. And suddenly, you're a pariah? This guy gets, he's got permission now to stop you? Does this not harken back to the 1930s and pre-civilization in America, where people would stop black people and go, what are you doing talking to that white woman, bar? What are you doing this? Why are you doing sitting at the front of the bus and Rosa Parks? You're a second-class citizen because you don't want to wear a mask because you want to live life looking like a human being. Look, if God wanted you to have a mask, he would have put it on your face at birth. I hate to have to get after you white people. And some of you black people, the non-whites on the show, I know you're listening, and some of you, too, are wearing masks. I'm after you, too. This is an equal opportunity tongue-lashing. I liked it, though. Jimmy said, I was verbally accosted. Guy was screaming at him. He's descriptive. Jimmy's descriptive. Like I was a leper. True, Jimmy. Like you were a leper, but like you were a black man in the 1950s. That's the way this dude accosted you. How dare you come into the white section of this store, boy? You know the colored section's in the back there, and you enter through a separate door. What? Is that not what it is? Somebody calling you out based on the color of your skin, the content of your mask. Let me tell you something, Jimmy. He would have been just as offended if your mask had something like, screw you, I vote for Trump. He'd have been just as triggered. They act like it ain't about the mask. I can go all into this mask stuff. I can. It's my beef right now with Donald Trump. It's my beef. Anyway, let me finish talking about Jimmy and this mask, because this is funny. So Jimmy says to the guy, mind your business. And the guy calls him an AH, which Jimmy's saying he called him a butthole. All right? And then the guy gets so triggered, He's so irate that he goes to get the manager, and the manager, you know, can't do anything either, because Jimmy pulled the old KJ trick and said, I have a medical reason not to wear my mask. Which, by the way, you do. Everybody has a medical reason not to wear their mask. This is very much common sense. I'm not teaching you anything new here. You breathe nitrogen and oxygen, then argon, and then CO2. And the level of CO2 that you must breathe, you are breathing 29% more CO2 than normal if you wear your mask. And your body doesn't want that. But anyway, so Jimmy says he was ready. I had prepped him because if they went one more question, me and Jimmy hit the lotto. By the way, I get 10% of the earnings of you guys when they violate HIPAA. You got to send me a check for $7,500 because you're going to get $75,000. And let me give you another little tidbit. You don't need to be wearing this mask. Go look up how many people die from, what's the lung disease? Tuberculosis. There we go. Go look it up. The statistics of your ability to die from tuberculosis is much more likely than you're going to die from the Chinese Wu flu. So I can't wait. Take me to court because I got the statistics. I'll get into that in a bit. So I'm just giving you some food for thought. Anyway, so Jimmy says he was prepared. He was prepared to flop. If they went too far, he'd put his mask back on, and then he'd pass out, and he'd flippity-floppity. And I told you guys, that is exactly what I will do. And even though I've said it on the radio station, and people go, well, Kevin, you've said it publicly that that's what you'll do. Hey, I don't know what that mask is going to do to me. I mean, am I faking it? Or is it really, am I doing the flippity-floppity? Because I'm going to do the flippity-flop. I'm not going to have to. I'm not going to have to. When we get back, I'm not going to have enough time to go into it. But here's what I will tell you. The mask wars are ending. And they're going to end long before Donald Trump gets reelected. They're already starting to end. And I've got a little bit of an update on that. Oh, boy. Lots going on in the news. The left say Trump wants to destroy America. Trump is destroying America. The America that leftists built, that America's gone. That America with a K? It is gone. Donald Trump has made it very difficult for these people to keep going, you know, to survive. So we've got that to talk about. I do want to talk about some things that are happening with the mask. I want to talk about Gates going after Facebook. And oh, by the way, we've lost some citizens. The Hankses have decided that they are going to become citizens of Greece, not that you care. Does this impact how you feel about Hankses?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Is it the beginning of the end for mask? Jimmy, who called me and left me a message, explained how he got out of just putting his mask looped around his ear. Jimmy still got his toe in the water. He didn't jump right in like a brother Kevin Jackson did. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, and I am Kevin Jackson. I don't wear a mask. Pure and simple. If people go, you need to be a mask, and someone's like, okay, fine, I'll go outside. I'm not playing your game. And it's these little 20-somethings that are going, you really need to wear your mask. I'm not wearing a mask. Well, sir, I'm going to have to ask you. Well, I'm not going to have to do it. You can ask me to step outside, but I'm not going to. Look, I'm looking around your restaurant. Nobody's got a mask on. So the difference is standing in your entryway versus going into the restaurant. And that's the difference in the mask. Okay, we'll get you seated. Yeah, thank you. I'm not playing your stupid game. Because it's bigger than the mask. Much bigger. These mandates are unconstitutional. And aside from that, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to your body, and here's the other pick thing. It doesn't affect, it's not helping anybody. It's not protecting anybody. But people are finally starting to get some sanity around this. corporate attorneys have probably warned their companies of the imminent mass litigation, folks, that is about to occur. I'm telling you, if they keep this up, you're going to watch stocks drop dramatically because the lawsuits that are going to occur are going to be huge. The OSHA is the wearing of a mask is in violation of the standard OSHA rules. I don't know if you know this. Somebody's going to figure this out. Just a matter of time before some enterprising employees team up with shyster attorneys, these ambulance chasers, and they are going to jump on the gravy train. If I were in management consulting right now, I would be telling all my clients, look, do not mandate. I don't care what the governor says. The governor, he's protected. Nobody's going to go after him. But your job is going to depend on this, CEO. And if you mandate that somebody must wear a mask in your place of business and something happens to them, you are in big trouble. Big trouble. So it's coming, folks. You dictate a mask policy, and then you remember the slip and fall people? They'd go into your store and, you know, there'd be a spill and somebody would walk right over to it and, oh, Lord, and fall down. And they did these as nuisance suits. They call them nuisance suits. So they would, if they didn't like spill it themselves, but if there's a spill, there are people. Y'all think my producers are too young. They don't get it. There were people that if there was a spill, you know, clean up in aisle 13, there are people that would run over to aisle 13 and slip and fall intentionally. And you know what would happen? They get paid a nuisance suit, $10,000. That's it. There's a going price that says, look, you want to just make this go away and you've made your living for the next quarter? Here's 10 grand. Here's 20 grand. You know, and it's gone up as according to the cost of living. But trust me, there are leftists out there waiting for this. This mass thing is 1,000 times worse than slip and fall. Because you don't have to slip and fall. All you got to do is, they go, you got to wear your mask. And you go, I really struggle to wear my mask. Well, it's store policy. Okay. And you go in, you put your mask on, and just bloop, you just melt. You don't have to slip and fall. You just have to fall. Jimmy said, I don't know if I could have pulled it off acting. Sure you could have, Jimmy. You would have pulled it off. Because all you got to do is melt. You don't even have to fall and let your head thump. You just have to slump down and start taking a knee. And I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because you got your own style, right? I'm Denzel in my melting. But however you choose to do it is fine. You don't have to be a professional. All you got to do is get on the floor and go, ooh, I just got a little light. Oh, Lord. And then you fall on down. And guess what? A bunch of people do that over and over. It wouldn't. Let me put it to you this way. It wouldn't take 5 lawsuits before people went, okay, got it. I'm going to make a bet. I bet you that there are people that have already done this, because this is not a Kevin Jackson original. I know. I thought of it. Nobody told me about it. And I shared it with you. And you may think it's a Kevin Jackson original. But I'm telling you, I already know the conspirator's mind. And people have already thought of this. And they probably already done it. Because I'm telling you, this move that got made by Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens, Home Depot, and Lowe's. This is a report in CNN. They all caved on their mask policy. Now, all of them will allow customers without masks to shop at their stores. I want you to just think about what I just said. They will allow you to come in looking like a human being and not like a robber. Or not like somebody that's part of the Flintstones. You know what they look like? They all had a 5 o'clock shadow. At least the dudes did. Yeah. It says, I'm just saying, they're all changing their policies. Now, as I said, I never had a problem with the mask because I just ignored people. I walked right by them. And they never followed up when I just blasted by them. So you got to wear a mask. I don't have to do anything. I just bloop, keep walking. I act like I don't even hear them. But they never followed up. Only one time did they follow up. The guy, and he didn't follow up. It was a Dick's. And I walked through, and the ladies go, you have to wear a mask. I said, I don't have to wear a mask. I have a medical reason not to wear a mask. And they go, and then I get into the store, and this kid's like, where's your mask? You know, and I go, I don't have to wear a mask. And I go, fine, but I'm not wearing a mask. Well, it's to protect my customers. And I said, I don't think you have any customers. I think Dick's has customers, and you're an employee here. And I'm not wearing a mask. And I said, I've already given my reason to the person at the front door. It's a medical reason. Now, if you want to go further, it'll cost you $75,000. And not only will I sue the store, I'm going to sue you personally. I didn't ask you about your medical reason. I said, okay, fine. Then leave me alone. Because next step, because he asked me, you can get your product, you know, through the drive, through outside. You're like, we'll bring it to you. I don't want it brought to me. I want the shopping experience of a human that isn't born with a mask and when I die with a mask. That's what I want. Get out of my face. So that's what I said to this kid. Anyway, I've never worn a mask. And I'm not going to wear it, and it's now starting to die off, if you haven't noticed. This is people finally saying, you know what? We get it. And Walmart said, with every requirement, there are exceptions. What they're telling you is, we don't want to, and they also said, we want to keep our associates from physical confrontation, because there's people like me ready to go physical, all right? And a lot of other stores, they were like, you know, it shouldn't be up to some 20-something that has to determine, are you okay to come into the store or not? One said it's too dangerous to forcibly or physically deny entry. You're doggone right it is. But it's also all those other things. So we're finally making some headway, folks. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top tech CEOs are resisting any government efforts to rein in their company's vast reach and power. The men who run Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google were summoned to appear before a virtual antitrust hearing. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is on that committee, and he wants to hear about why tech giants are silencing conservatives.
They censor conservatives. Big tech attacks conservatives. We know that's, there's no, we feel that's the case. We think that's the case. That is the case. Those are the facts. They censor Don Jr. They censor the president. I mean, this is crazy. So they're going to hear about that today in the hearing.
Oregon troopers will help stop the violence in Portland as part of an agreement reached on Wednesday between Governor Kate Brown and the Department of Homeland Security. The state police will now be protecting the federal buildings. You're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the mysterious seeds being sent to Americans across the country.
The latest on the mystery concerning packets of seeds turning up in people's mailboxes nationwide in recent days. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods says the number of people in that state getting those unordered seed packages from somewhere outside the U.S. is still growing. The agency's Robert Haugard saying that more than 125 reports of such seed deliveries in that state have been reported so far.
We received packets from Malaysia, from Kazakhstan, and from Uzbekistan, but a majority of those have been from China.
If you receive any of those seed packets, officials say you should definitely not be planting them, as it's not clear what they are, but they could be a case of bioterrorism.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas tested positive for COVID-19. Gohmert was tested Wednesday as he was set to travel with President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They say Trump's going to destroy America. He is. Yeah, and this is people who are actually trying to destroy America who are yelling that Trump is going to destroy America. And for the most part, Trump has obliged in destroying their version of America that I mentioned before, and I say it often, is spelled with a K. But he's done a lot to save regular America. But he's definitely, I got to tell you, there's some issues that I have with Trump, and I'm going to get to here in a second, but it's a gross miscalculation by Democrats, probably the biggest miscalculations politically I've seen in my lifetime. Their behavior, it's insane. And Melissa believes that the Democrats know that because they can't beat Trump, they got to keep jumping on all these other issues so he can't launch an investigation. So all this woo-flu nonsense, all this, the new Russia hearings, by the way, Barr is going to be, well, he is. I think he's in front of the Congress right now talking about what, you know, the new House Judiciary Committee. Why did Donald Trump let Stone go free? None of your business. And so we'll get into that a little bit later. But, yeah, so Barr's testifying on nothing, and I saw the preliminary statement, and he's essentially saying, you people think you're going to discredit me, but you're not. You're actually you're emboldening me to really show what's going on. So the it's the worst strategy they could possibly have, but they're doing it. It's not going to work. But it did accomplish one thing, something that few predicted. And with respect to the Chinese Wu flu, it got Trump to play along. See, Trump was very clear. China did this. I'm not playing along. I don't believe the numbers. He's rerouted. The hospitals now no longer go to the CDC. They go through the White House. Now we're seeing the numbers get readjusted. We know that the numbers that they've been lying about, the number of cases, they've been lying about the number of deaths all across the board. And I'm going to talk about this, but they got Trump to play the game. He's not wearing a mask. Trump should have been, no, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to. But he didn't. He's been bold in everything else, but not this. I tweeted to him. I said, look, where is Donald? Who are you and what have you done with Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump knew the Chinese, blame the Chinese, then blame the leftists for supporting the Chinese, and do not allow them to shut down this country because of a lie, and give the real statistics, get rid of Fauci, and I could go on. See, that's what leadership would have done, but Donald Trump dropped the ball. And I'm telling people this because I told you, when Donald Trump screws up, I'm going to jump him. I don't care who he is. Now, in his defense, if Donald Trump had said, take hydroxychloroquine,
I mean, if Obama had said take hydroxychloroquine, they would have been singing his praises. Oh, my God, it's a miracle cure. Who knew? The president, he's so bold. He's ahead of the game. They would have said that about Barack Obama, but they didn't say it about Trump. But you know what Trump should have done? He should have been Trumpian. And he should have said, you know what? If Barack Obama had said this, they'd be singing his praises. But I'm telling you, America, take this. You're going to be fine. There are other things. We don't need to be working on cures. And oh, by the way, governors, I'm going to take over your states for the time being. I have prerogative. You're not going to be putting people out of business. You're not going to be self-enslaving and self-imprisoning people because it's against their constitutional rights. And I could go on. That's what he should have done. But he made a political choice. And I don't know whether it was the right gamble. I think it's the right gamble for Trump to say, I'm not letting people lose their jobs and lose their companies. I'm not going to have to cost this economy trillions of dollars. We're doing another stimulus. Really? You see the story? A dude bought himself a $300,000 Lamborghini with his PPP check. They arrested him. But that's what he did. What do you think? You think, I mean, if he hadn't been quite so ostentatious, I think he probably would have got away with it. He just bought himself a mink and maybe a fedora or, you know, a Cadillac, but he bought a Lamborghini. You can't buy a Lambo and do that, bro. Here's some information for you, folks. U.S. Institute of Health and Metrics modeled the authoritative predictions on which of the U.S. lockdowns were based. Its model also predicted COVID deaths for unlockdown in Sweden. On May 3rd, it wrote that as of May 14, Sweden would suffer up to 2,800 daily deaths. The actual number was below 40. Wagner magnifying this falsehood was reckless or willful. It amounted to shouting fire in a crowded theater. What justifies listening to and paying people who do that kind of science? In May, the Centers for Disease Control, by then discredited professionally, though not, alas, in the mass media, was forced to conclude that the lethality rate of COVID was far from circa 5%, was 0.26%. For folks, that's an order of magnitude less. And they, the CDC, toyed with reporting deaths by attributing COVID any that involved or looked as if they might have involved it. They then concluded pneumonia, influenza, and COVID into the category PIC. That is how the death figure came to exceed 100,000. But if the CDC had used the same criterion that it did for SARS, namely severe acute respiratory distress syndrome, the figure by the end of June would have been some 16,000. This is what I've been saying for the entire... This is a doctor speaking on this subject. He's saying that it's all lies. 16,000 people in America have died from this disease, not 100,000. And that was the report they gave you back at the time. In short, he goes on, such naked ploys could succeed only because the media colluded in them. The New York Times, May 27th, lead story ominously blared, California is a fourth state with more than 100,000 known cases. Meanwhile, the number of deaths attributed to COVID continued dropping from even lower bases. By July 1st, even using the CDC's inflated figures for COVID-responsible death, the fatality rate for people under 70 was 0.04%. As I said, you got a better chance of getting hit by a train or a meteor. In short, COVID-19 is not America's plague. It did not shake America. The ruling class shook it. They have done it ignorantly or by mistake. They have done it to extort the general public's compliance with their agendas. Their claim to speak on behalf of science is an attempt to avoid being held accountable for the enormous harm they are doing. They're doing it because they want to hang on to the power and the panic has brought them. This is amazing to me. He goes on, we begin by focusing on how seamlessly the Western world's ruling class has translated COVID-19 into yet another set of weapons in the fight it has been waging this century against voters' growing disaffection. Support for lockdowns has become an integral as integral to the American establishment left, i.e. the Democratic Party, as belief in abortion, global warming, open borders, censorship of whatever they choose to call hate speech. To understand this, one must realize that the ruling class's campaign regarding public health, global warming, race, the rights of women, homosexuals, microaggressions, the Palestinians, etc., have far less to do with any of these matters than with seizing power for itself. As the activists of Black Lives Matter burn down buildings, they wear masks supposedly to show their commitment to social responsibility for public health. Nor, incidentally, they tout their commitment to LGBT sexuality, for abortion, and against the nuclear family. In sum, lockdowns have been perpetuated and prolonged by people who care more about your compliance than your health. I don't know how to tell you folks, this is what bothers me to such a degree. I have people that listen to this show, and I know you are wearing masks. You are playing by the rules because you've been taught stay inside, color inside the lines. Don't do anything to upset the norm. Oh, it might upset a store owner or this or that. I don't want any confrontation. You are in a fight. You are in confrontation. And here's the problem. It ain't about you. You wearing that mask is about your children and your grandchildren, and you are just, oh, if I wear my mask, I got to do the right thing. Says who? You aren't being a dissident. You're being a human being that says, I'm the one that runs this country, not you, politician. The governor of your state works for you. He can't I'm going to arbitrarily issue this mandate. Fine, I'm going to arbitrarily recall you. Says at different times, as experts have told us, the virus posed very little danger and that it was a mortal threat to us all. Masks were useless and they were essential. On the basis of their many statements, hundreds of millions of lives were wrecked and millions continue to languish under guidelines that make no sense on their face. Americans ask, by what right governors and mayors essentially put people under house arrest without due process, had them arrested for such activities as playing in a park or paddling in a sea? By what right do they shut down religious services? It should be clear that the COVID event in America is only tangentially about health. It is essentially a political campaign based on the pretense of health. This test wasn't for adults, folks. For the people that are listening to my voice right now or read my articles, this test was for the youngsters. Leftists plan well in advance for the future, and the youngsters have failed for the most part because they donned these stupid masks, but so did you. You failed them. Because you gave the government, these elitists, the idea that we are willing to listen. All you got to do is
this
trick
is
us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump got played on this whole WooFlu thing. The guy that wrote The Art of the Deal did not understand The Art of the Deal. He's
release trillions of dollars into the economy. And look, there's a part of me that doesn't mind because it props up the economy. It makes the stock market. It inflates everything that we're going to have to eventually pay for at some point. And luckily, I think the guy has the skill set to at least put us on the right path. But the problem is the elites now know how to get this money out of us. They don't need to increase the budget. They just plan the next plandemic. And guess what? Get another trillion or two thrown into a budget. What does the budget matter when you can just say, listen, it's a crisis. We've got to put more money into the economy, and everybody votes it in. And you, did you want it? I don't know about you. I don't need the $1,200 that they. I'm gonna get mine. I'm going to get mine because I'm no longer of the mindset that I'm going to be the good, solid citizen. No. If you're going to give me my money, I'm going to take it. It's my money. But I'm just telling you, in the long run, if we keep this nonsense up, it's, you know, where are we going to end up? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 600,000 people in TRICARE, a health care program of the U.S. Department of Defense Military Health Systems, received emails asking if they would donate blood for research as survivors of COVID-19. 600,000 people got that email, but only 31,000 people affiliated have been actually tested positive for Wu flu, coronavirus, COVID-19. So that shows you the data is everywhere you go is manipulated. Yeah. Now, aside from the fact that almost all this data is manipulated, it's tainted. Even so, this disease still doesn't compare to other things that we've known about. And the reason why I'm bringing this one up is because I'm, as you guys know, I'm on a lecture series for these stupid masks, and I want to talk about tuberculosis. Because the Wu flu doesn't hold a candle to tuberculosis. And when I wrote a piece about this, and I wrote it because I said anybody who ends up in a lawsuit over the Wu flu violations by government officials at any level, this is going to be your ammunition. Right now in D.C., it's a $1,000 fine if you're not wearing a mask. Really? It's not a $10 fine. It's a $1,000. Why? Who set that price? And what are we protecting? You're not wearing a mask. You're walking by yourself 5,000 feet from anybody, and some cop can run up and give you a ticket for $1,000. Tell me that makes sense on anybody's sane planet. So I say, take that ticket and then say, I'm going to sue you, city. And then you go sue. Because I'm going to tell you, you take this thing up to the Supreme Court, you're going to win. You'll be the Nick Sandlin or Sandman or whatever his name is, turns 18 and gets a fat settlement from CNN or Washington Post or whoever he sued. Good for him. For all the businesses, folks, that got shut down over this pandemic, what I'm about to tell them is data they can use. For you parents forced to educate your own kids and not get paid, you're going to have ammunition for lawsuits. Lawsuits that I anticipate are going to come because I talked about it. Stores, all these people that are implementing these policies that say you must wear your mask, you are setting yourself up for the biggest set of lawsuits. Pretty soon, there are going to be attorneys going, if you were forced to wear your mask at Lowe's, if you were forced to wear your mask at Costco, because they force you. Governments are still trying to propagate this lie, the rules of the deadliness of Wu flu. And in fact, all the politicians that are promoting these lies know this virus is little more than a common cold. Yes, it is going to kill a few people, but it is not killing people anywhere close to what they're telling you. And the WHO, who publishes statistics on various diseases, I went and looked at tuberculosis because Melissa sent me an article. She goes, check this out. And it does make you understand how insane you were to self-imprison or self-quarantine. I told you guys during that quarantine lockdown period, I went out every single day. Every day. Nothing was open except the grocery store. But I act like the grocery store was a museum. I walked through looking at products. I learned where everything was. Walking through, they had put in these little lines that say only go one direction with the traffic. Do you know which way I went? The opposite way. And of course, I was not wearing my mask. my signature of capitulation. Yes, I agree with authority. I will do what you tell me to do. Said not this black man. Wasn't going to happen. Anyway, I'm giving you ammunition in case the cake hits the fan. Anyway, the WHO, which we thankfully are out of, published these statistics on tuberculosis. And I just want you to see why the government decided to scuttle businesses and mandate wearing stupid masks in comparison to a real disease, one that you really don't want to get. So get this, a total of 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis in 2019. This included 251,000 who also had HIV underlying. Worldwide, TB is one of the top 10 causes of death and the leading cause from a single infectious agent. It is the most deadly from a single infectious agent. Did you hear what I just said? 1.5 million people died. If they give you the real numbers of this Chinese Wu flu, there ain't a million people that have died worldwide from this disease. Guarantee you. As of July 27th, there were 686,000 deaths from Wu flu. And this included the BS deaths that have been overstated all over the world. So let me put this another way. This disease will be lucky to get to a million when it's done. It will not reach the 1.5 million that die from tuberculosis every single year. Now, here's another number for you. In 2018, an estimated 10 million people fell ill from tuberculosis worldwide. And they break it into men, women, and children. Men, 5.7 million, 3.2 million women, 1.1 million children. Yep. The death percentage for Wu flu is far less than that of tuberculosis. Period. The infection rate of Wu flu is far less than that of tuberculosis. Even adjusted, folks, for the BS infection numbers of Wu flu, the number of deaths is embarrassingly low. This is because the leftists are so desperate to make this ruse stick, they count people that die from anything and everything, and they still can't get the Wu flu numbers higher than that of the seasonal flu. Let me go on, because there's even more interesting stuff. In 2018, 1.1 million children fell ill to TB globally, and there were 205 child deaths due to TB. But child and adolescent TB, they say, is often overlooked by health providers and can be difficult to diagnose and treat. I'm thinking about how these leftists are cheating us. But Wu flu rarely kills children and adults, for that matter. TB is a deadly killer of children compared to Wu flu. Yet children are excluded from wearing masks for this unconstitutional mask mandate, and they don't wear masks for TB. It's a much more deadly disease. Are you starting to get the picture? Wu flu can be cured with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and some other readily available meds. And there's a steroid for asthma that cures the disease. They've given it out in Taiwan. But TB is now strain resistant. It's been called a public health crisis. Airborne disease, far more deadly than the Wu flu. But no mask necessary. Year after year, folks, this is not 2018 is the year I stopped on. You know, just because I had the data. It was the same in 2017. It was the same 2016. A little bit worse. It'll be the same in 2019, and it'll be the same this year. Let me just tell you, year after year, TB ravages the population. No change in habits was ever encouraged or enforced. In short, how the world handles tuberculosis proves the overreaction of governments with respect to this stupid Wu flu. And if anybody ever sues for these mask mandates, I'm telling you, this data is all you got to take to court. And say, well, let's just look at the numbers.
and you explain to me how you're going to force me to do something when this is what was happening with tuberculosis and you didn't do a thing. Now, I didn't study anything else, any other diseases. As I said, Melissa tipped me off to this, but that's enough ammo to win any court case against me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.